Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
29385.
Thank you. So that was 29385?
29385, correct.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
It's Diane Fisher.
Thank you. And so I can make sure I have the correct account pulled up. Could you verify the address we'd have on file?
10414 Greenville Highway. That's Welford, WELLFORD, South Carolina, 29385.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Yes, I was in the process of making a charge for this 50, it's 5988 or something like that. And I tried to stop it because I had changed my mind because I had misread everything. I thought I had won it and all I had to pay was like the shipping fee. And so when I stopped it, then I got a notification from Capital One that, was it fraudulent or anything? And I couldn't talk to anybody to get it, to tell them that it wasn't fraud, that it was me. And I finally contacted them just a little bit ago, and they said that I needed to call you folks and make sure that y'all had canceled it since it was coming up pending.
Well, I'd be more than happy to see exactly what is going on for you. It would take me just a moment.
I appreciate that. It
You're
was
very
just my
welcome.
mistake.
So what I am showing is that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize such as an iPhone, an iPad, or a vacuum. And it would have stated in the terms and conditions that by doing the contest, you would be signing up for the Meal Plan Bites Hub. And you said you have already spoken with your bank and tried to file a dispute.
Yeah, it just came up. I was going to use my Capital One card. And then when I stopped and didn't finish the process, then Capital One notified me that there may be a fraudulent charge and it had, say yes or no. Well, I wanted to say yes because I needed to talk to somebody, but then I got another notice from them saying that they were, had stopped my credit card because they, it was a fraudulent thing. So I finally got in touch with them, and they said that they would, I needed to call the person, the company that I was going to do this through, and just make sure that I got that pending canceled, that I was not going to pay it. I was not, didn't want to do it.
Well, I do completely understand. If you will give me just one moment to see what I may be able to do, it will take me just a moment.
Okay, I just want to, just cancel it. I don't want to make that charge.
Okay, and I really do want to thank you for your patience. I'm showing as a courtesy I can issue a refund, and you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I do have a refund confirmation number available whenever you are ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, that refund confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 920558535.
Okay, that was C9205-5853.
And then there's a five at the end.
Oh, another five. Okay. Okay, I've got that written down.
And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, I just needed to get that cleared up so I didn't, get charged for it when I didn't mean to. And I appreciate your help. It was just my dumb mistake, and I appreciate you fixing it for me.
Well, you're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
No, ma'am. That's going to take care of me today.
Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, and you have a great evening also. Bye-bye.